OptiBike. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Ja from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Ja. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Such a nice name, the Bank of Cardiff by the sea.
Yeah. We're about like half an hour away from there.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I just want to give you a call. Looks like you were interested in both equipment financing and working capital.
Mainly working capital.
Mainly working capital.
Unless
okay.
you do vehicles.
Oh, we do vehicles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do leases or what do you do on those or loans or?
We do loans and financing. So it would be 2 to 5 year traditional loan, like a car loan, monthly payments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking to bring on a couple vehicles too?
Yeah. Just one.
Okay. Sounds good. So let me just confirm a couple pieces of information I have here, and I'm going to go from there.
Okay.
What's the name of the company? Is it OptiBike?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the legal name?
Yeah, it's Opti-Bike is the legal name.
Okay. And DBA name, also OptiBike?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. And are you guys a sole prop LLC?
Or subchapter S LLC.
LLC. Sounds good. And are you the only owner or you have a couple?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And I have your address here at 3800 Plateau Road, Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah. It's unit B. It's in Boy.
Number B. All right. How's the weather over there right now?
It's been nice. It's been like 65. It's been ridiculous, actually.
Oh. Usually it's really cold over there, right?
Yep. Yeah, we usually snow, but that's... Life is different.
All right. And do you guys have a website?
Yeah, it's OptiBike.com.
OptiBike.com. Okay. All right. Looks good. And the best email to get a hold of you is jimt@optibike.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Cool. So what are you looking to do?
Oh, I'm trying to get some working capital that's long term. I've had cash advances, but you know, I need some longer term stuff I've been trying to get.
Okay. And how much are you looking for?
Around 50,000, whatever I can get.
Okay. Sounds good. And are you using this to buy inventory?
Buy inventory and some marketing stuff.
Oh, nice. Are you guys looking to hire like a new marketing team?
No, more for advertising, marketing stuff. I'm trying to do some stuff with some Google and some other things for marketing.
Okay. Kind of like helping your, when you search up, like, let's say for bike, it pops up faster.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, social media and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really useful, especially with the, in your industry, too. A lot of bikes.
Yeah, and it's relatively inexpensive, easy to turn off and on, so.
Yeah, exactly. I have a couple friends that do that. Okay, and how much of the 50 are you looking to buy inventory?
It depends. I could buy more than 50, but probably we'll probably spend about 35, 40 on inventory, put 10 into marketing right now.
Okay. And 10 into marketing. All right. And these, are you just buying bikes or something else too?
Yeah, we sell electric bicycles. So some we import from China, some we make ourselves. So we'll probably be buying more inventory from China because it takes a while to get here.
Oh, what is like the average price of your bikes?
They range from $3,500 to $14,000.
Oh wow! Well, because they're electric bikes.
Yeah.
How many guys normally sell in a month?
It varies. We're around 100 to 150 a year.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And do you have, like, a timeline that you would like to bring on the the inventory?
Yeah, now. I mean, it's...
As soon as possible, right?
Yeah.
This is normally your busier time, right? Going into the summer and springtime?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you ship, like, nationwide, international?
About 10% international. Most of it's domestic U.S.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. In recent years, it's actually gotten a little more popular, too, with the bikes, like the fix-it bikes and also electric bikes to get around. So I lived in San Francisco for a little bit, and everyone changed from, like, having a regular car to having, like, a scooter or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Electric bikes really help in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You can cut through all the traffic on the bridge and everything.
Get up the hills.
Yeah. And how long have you been in business for?
It's our 10-year anniversary of shipping bikes.
Okay. All right. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I think around 750, roughly, somewhere in that range.
750? Okay. That's good. Yeah, so based on that number, we can definitely get you that 50K because we can free about 10 to like 12, 13% of your gross annual sales. So that'd be good. Do you have any? Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have any other working capital loans right now?
Yeah, I have one with Swift Capital, like a cash advance thing.
Mm-hmm. And what's your current balance with them? Do you know?
I would say it's somewhere 20 to 25,000.
20 to 25. Okay, it's not bad. And is that like a daily draw?
Yeah.
Weekly draw.
Mhm.
How much are they taking out of you per day?
It varies. 100 to 300.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a percentage of your sell, something like that.
Yeah.
How much longer do you have with them?
Oh, that's a good question. It was November, mid to November. So what's that, 3 months? Probably 3 or 4 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's basically, it was like a 6 months term?
Roughly.
Okay. Well, at least you're almost done with them, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get out of those things.
Yeah. All right. And that's the only one, the cash advance one?
You know, I have one with PayPal, too, that they take 10% of my cards to that process.
Oh. Oh, this is the first time I've heard of the PayPal loans.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're really easy. You sign, you go, I'll take this, and you click OK, and you get the money in your account immediately.
Nice.
We've already spent more time than their loan, because they just look at how much credit card you're processing and then just base it on that.
I see. Do you do a lot of business on PayPal? Is that why?
I think I was doing like 40, 50,000 a month with them.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's a new thing. I never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they'll be easy, too. Okay, and have you applied anywhere else right now, for this additional capital?
Yeah, I've applied in, different places. Who was it that... what's the name of that? Some weird name.
On Deck, New Logic. I'm just naming it like generally.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, Pearl.
Oh, some weird name like a Cabbage, I think. Is it?
Oh, Cabbage. Yeah, that's a weird name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Do you already have like an offer from them, or just kind of in the process?
They did not want to do it because I changed in November, December. They said because I changed the daily draw from Swift from 300 or whatever to 100, they didn't like that, so they...
Oh, really?
Because it's my slow time, and they they do kind of base it off your previous month's stuff.
Right. Okay. Okay, so you're it's a little bit seasonal, and you try to work out a deal, and Cabbage didn't like it that you changed it from 300 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird. We like to work with customers, so if it's your slow time and you know you're a little bit tight on cash, we can actually put it off for a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alrighty. Sounds good. Let me just take a look and see if anything else I need. Perfect.
So I can tell you, you know, all my bad stuff is, I don't know, do you need tax returns or what do you use to underwrite?
Sure, we just need a few things. Just the one page app, which I will send to you. I need the most recent tax return. Did you check 2015s already?
No, still working on 14, so.
Okay. So do you have an extension on 13 then? Or, cause since you don't
on
have
14? Yeah,
on 14.
Yeah,
okay.
I have an extension on that.
Okay. So I just need that one, the most recent one. And then what else is there? The 6 months of bank statements. The last couple of months, have it been pretty good for you?
This slow time of year, you know, it's probably 40,000-50,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not too bad. And at the end, your remaining balance, are they pretty good too?
Oh, I don't know. How do you ever... Oh, you mean the end of the month balance?
Yeah, the end of the month balance.
Oh, it's probably just a couple grand or something, you know.
Okay. That's good. It shows that you have some cash flow and you have some leftover, so we definitely can work with you on that then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I can go ahead and send you the list of docs I will need. And then, do you know when you can get these back to me?
Well... Let's see, I'd want to get my 14 tax returns probably filed. I don't know when that will be. I don't know. My account's busy right now because the 15th is the due date for all the corporate stuff.
Mm.
So
you just have 13s right now?
Yeah, but it's not a very good one.
And everything. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Send me that. And it's not.
We just look. We don't look at the loss. We just look at the gross sales, and I mean that's been like 2 years ago. So we just kind of have to have that just to show that you file your taxes. And then I'll put in the notes that what your gross sales were last year, which is let me look at my notes. It's a 750, 800 or so. So
yeah,
I'll put in notes in there, and we can start the process like that. And then if underwriting comes back and say, like, oh, no, we need the 2014's tax return, then I can let you know. But at least we started the process. We just have to update the system once you get the updated tax return.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, and then, so you're going to pull my personal credit, I imagine?
Yeah, we take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pull on my credit then.
Yeah, we only do Experian, so it's not a hard pull. Probably dings like maybe 1 point. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I have a tax lien, and then I got a bunch of shit in my credit report, so it's very.
Oh, that's okay. We work with credit tiers A to F, so you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of programs do you have?
Like you mean terms?
Yeah.
Our terms for working capital is ranges from really short term to 3 months to 3 years. Most of the customers are like in between. Some of them prefer shorter terms. What type of terms are you looking for?
Do you have lines of credit or are they single point loans? Are they actually loans, amortizing loans, or?
We don't have line of credits. We don't give you a APR because our loans aren't annualized. Sometimes it's like to say, for example, 18 months. So what we do instead is when we give you the terms, we'll tell you exactly how much you're paying back in interest, and then go from there. And then we give you the terms on that, like monthly draw, weekly draw, daily draw.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a couple options you can choose from.
So what kind of interest rates are we looking at, or factor terms, whatever, however you want to term it?
Mm-hmm. The interest ranges from, let's just say, for example, 10 cents on a dollar to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how would you rate your credit?
Experian is not very good. It's like 450, 600, 500.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm not really interested unless I can get something that's, at least 1.5 years, some 10% or less.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we can take a look at that.
No, I don't want to. I'm not interested. If
well, you say you want like 1.5 years, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to pay 10%. It doesn't sound like it amortizes, so if I pay it off early, I mean,
Oh no, you can pay it off early if you want.
But it's still not. It's not an amortizing loan, so I'm stuck with the fee. Mm-hmm.
I don't want
daily payments, and so I just don't want to deal with any of that. So,
mm-hmm. Well,
I
can
get my credit pulled. So,
mm-hmm.
So.
Well, what we can do is I can put in the notes that what you prefer. Mm-hmm. Not the daily draw, and I'll put in the notes. What other options you have. But the way a structure for these loans is you're looking to purchase inventory, and what's the return on investment on that for your you're using 35 to 40 for buying inventory. What's your return on investment on that?
Well, my net profit's probably 5%, mm-hmm. So 10%.
Okay. So definitely do something that makes sense for you. We're not going to, do something that's going to make you lose money when you're using the money to buy inventory. So how about this? Let's just get some paperwork in, and then we can take a look at some options. We'll give you, we have one of the best rates out there, and we can go from there. I think the main focus is just to get you an approval so that we can, you can use this money when you at the places that you need, which is the advertising and buying the inventory going into your busy time.
Yeah, but why are you going to approve me when other people don't?
Because we've been in business for 15 years or so, and we've been doing working capital since it first came out. And the reason why we'll be able to get you approval when other people couldn't is because we don't only do working capital, we do equipment financing as well. So for them, what they're going to do is they don't have many options. We have more options. We have a lot of business partners as well. So we're going to try to fit you in when our programs. If not, we'll see if we can fit you somewhere else. But we'll definitely be able to fit you somewhere because we work with credit shares A to D.
Mm-hmm. All right, send me this stuff. I doubt if I'll.
Just because someone else is not going to approve you, it doesn't mean that we can't, and we only do a soft pull. So it's not even going to ding you that much. And most of the loan itself, it's going to be based off your sales, which from the sounds of it, you have a couple grand left over at the end of the month. We can definitely get you something that works. And that way you can still buy the inventory, make money off of it, and also pay off the loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, send me the things, I'll review them, and I'll see.
Okay, sounds good. I just want to verify jimt@optibike.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send that over to you. When would be a good time for me to follow up with you?
I don't know. I'll look at them and see.
Okay, sounds good. I can also I'll include a link to our Google Plus review so you can take a look at all the businesses we've helped. Mm-hmm. We have 5 stars, A+ on Better Business Bureau. So one of the best financial institute out there. So
okay,
all right
well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks, Jim. Good talking.
Bye.
To you. Bye.